This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's see who's here. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And whilst the world spends a lot of time, energy, appropriately so, focused on the Russians and the Ukrainians, there are things going on back here that are of note. For example, the person, is it tonight or tomorrow night that's the State of the Union?
It's Tuesday.
Well, we got right on that
Did
one.
Did you get that?
Yes. So,
yeah, Tuesday.
The Supreme Court nominee is a lady who fulfills, apparently, the desire of Joe Biden or his promise to appoint a black lady to the Supreme Court. She seems to be very qualified, but I guess the but here is she the most qualified of any? And how is this objective or subjective? How is it decided that one person is more qualified than another? And it seems all too, too frequently focused.
It's about who can get approved, right?
Yeah, right. But that doesn't mean that they're the most qualified by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, well, that's very subjective, you know.
Yeah, it is subjective. Yeah.
There are a lot of people who look at these positions with different initiatives in mind. I think one of the things, again, just looking at this from like a messaging perspective, the Biden administration could use a win because they don't have any really to promote. And the reason I think that you saw him want to name this person before the State of the Union is so that there would be something to celebrate. But where I think there might be a missed mark, and again, we're all learning about these people. So this is not a statement about Ketanji Brown Jackson's qualifications or not, but she is definitely more of the controversial on the list that Biden presented the country. I think that he had, and Biden had, Republican support behind J. Michelle Childs, who was also on his list. So not just someone like picked out of thin air. This was someone on his list that Joe Manchin, that Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham said, I can deliver 10 Republicans for you if you pick J. Michelle Childs. She was the one who was not Ivy League educated. A lot of people like the idea of diversifying that on the Supreme Court, but yet he went with the more activist judge who has had a lot of their rulings overturned by the Supreme Court, who is more controversial in that of Ketanji Brown Jackson.
So one would wonder why. Why would
right, when
be?
You could get the easy win and you want something
well,
to celebrate.
Well, it is always an easy win. Who is the most qualified?
Well, that's not one answer. That's not one answer. That's
right.
I mean, that's every single person.
Obviously, they're all qualified
task.
If they're on his list.
Right.
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 Well, I mean, I'm not sure that's
there
true.
There is no winner.
Clarence Thomas was on the list, and he got confirmed, and he certainly wasn't the most qualified then, nor is he now. So,
but based on that's your opinion, though,
that's your
right?
opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that
well,
he's
I
a
think
gr-
he
I think he's yeah. our one of our
I
great
I know
justices.
You do.
So it's your opinion.
I don't agree with his rulings. I think he's far too politically transparent. But you know, I mean, but he's still qualified to be there. I mean, he has been there a really long time.
Then
now.
What qualifies you to be there? Just that you get the votes? I mean, am I looking
well,
at that
basically,
the wrong
you
way?
Can get approved.
If you can get approved, sure. I mean, they do look at, you know.
You have to be a lawyer?
You have to be a judge.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, they look at your past rulings. Now, the thing that with Ms. Jackson, right, is it Ketanji? I don't have her name
Ketanji
right.
Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Ketanji Brown Jackson, sorry. But the thing with her, she was a clerk for Stephen Breyer, so she would be
yes.
replacing. And I think, wasn't that also true? Didn't Kavanaugh also clerk for someone?
There was yeah, so did Amy Coney Barrett.
Right, yeah. So she's very much right in the same ilk as everybody else who's been put up for our nomination, so I don't see why there should be
like
more.
But where's the new blood? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think they would consider her new blood because
yeah.
they would consider her new blood
because
she's 50.
Not if she's clerked for somebody else that is there, then they know how those people work.
But that's part of the job. But that's a very prominent position to be able to clerk for one of the Supreme Court justices.
And I think we're kind of missing the point here. It's like, look, everybody, every single one of us is going to come at who's the most appropriate judge on the bench based on our own set of most important issues. And they're different for every single person. The point is that every time someone is elected into office, they usually come with a list of people that they might appoint to the Supreme Court if they're given the opportunity.
You have to be prepared.
Trump did. Biden did, and what helped Trump's credibility is he provided his list so that everybody who was conservative and thought, oh, you know, they were the never Trumpers, that he actually had some teeth. Biden did the same thing to the voting bloc that he was reaching out to, which is black women, saying, here, I'm providing this to you. This is what I'm going to do for you. So he's got, I think he had six women on the list. Four were considered serious contenders. My question is, if you're looking for a win and you're looking for something that you can, that you know will go through, because the Senate is so divided. You've got one Democrat who's already out with the stroke, who's coming back, but when will he be back? How will this work? And it's close. Things are tight. Why wouldn't you go for the one that would actually have bipartisan support would be my question. Regardless of who we think is the most qualified, this is the one that can get through. It would be an easy victory so that you could message it. And now I think Ketanji Brown Jackson, and we'll see because we're going to learn more about her, what I've heard is that she's had many decisions that have been overturned by the Supreme Court, and that could be used against her from people on my side of the aisle. So why wouldn't you go with the easy victory is my question, strategically. Nothing against Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Let's see where it all goes. Next up is the COVID situation. The rolling seven-day average of new COVID cases is the smallest that it's been almost for like 18 months. So there are a lot of things that are falling into line. New York City is lifting the vaccination mandate for businesses and events. There is the CDC announcement.
That's going to be big for tourism.
Yeah.
Because New Yorkers have really, you know, the New Yorkers are most, I mean, they have a very high percentage of New Yorkers who got vaccinated. So that lifting the mandate is really to allow tourists back in from other states. That's what that's about. Which, well, New York, you know, needs the tourism, needs the revenue.
Well, Boston has done it. Seattle has done it. Other cities are looking at it. I think that the weekend lift by the CDC of mandatory masking, they've recommended against it now going forward. You'll see a lot of masks. I know locally here the mask mandates have all been lifted.
Yeah,
so,
same in Jersey for the kids.
Yep.
I mean, the kids were the only thing left, which I always just thought was so dumb. If the kid has to go to school and wear a mask during the day but goes out to dinner with their parents at night, and there's, I mean, it's so dumb. It really is.
Yeah,
masks, I'm a very big proponent of masks when it was really necessary, but now we're at the point where it's just not necessary anymore, and it's not going to stop anyone from getting it at this point.
Well, it's interesting. Last night getting on the plane in Los Angeles to come back to Boston, the pilot sort of snickered when he read the...
You still have to wear a mask on a plane, right?
But he snickered at that. And he said, well, I got to tell you what the rules are. And if you give the stewardesses any trouble, we're going to be happy to go back to the gate and throw you off the plane and yada, yada, yada.
So did he say it that way? We're going to throw you off the plane. Did he use that language, really?
So, actually, he did say you get thrown off the plane if you don't comply with the flight attendant's rules and regulations. The lead flight attendant and I were talking. I often do with them. Just to kind of get a sense as to what's going on. And they're all tired of having to be the police on the plane.
Oh, I bet.
Making people wear the mask. And she said, you know, it's okay for a while, but pretty much everybody's done with it. And, I mean, at close quarters like that. But she did say that they really did improve the filtration systems, at least on the American planes. And I think most of them.
I've read that, too. That actually, even without a mask, that being on an airplane is the safest place to be.
One of the safest places.
Yeah.
Don't you wish they would have done that? Like, forget COVID for a second. I know that's hard to do. But my goodness, how gross were airplanes before COVID? Like,
I know, right?
They upgraded them? Like, why did they do this before? They were disgusting.
Right. All the times that we've talked about walking, people walk around barefoot or with their socks on going into the toilet.
Oh, God.
so gross.
That is
disgusting.
Speaking of New York City, Victoria, the marathon is going to return to its pre-pandemic competition capacity.
Right.
Imagine 50,000 runners. I think there are more than that in the Boston Marathon, aren't there? There are lots and lots and lots. Anyway, so that won't be, though, until this November. So they haven't had the race for 2 years there, right?
Last year they had it at 30,000 capacity, so they had reduced capacity. The year before that, I think, was canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that there has been a lot of, well, everybody's
this is another big
getting
tourist
outside,
event.
Getting outdoors. Yeah.
Yeah, and right. It's all outdoors, so this would make total sense to just get this back to normal.
I know, yep. And don't make those poor people run with masks. Good Lord.
Do you know who Bronny...
I don't think they did last year. I don't think they
That's
did.
Good.
But, yeah.
Do you know who Bronny James is?
No.
LeBron James' son.
Thank you, Jay.
They're going to play together.
Did you
That's
see
cute.
That
it
on
is.
Over the weekend he was handed $1 million underwear deal?
Oh, yeah.
So he's a high school kid.
You think LeBron James is going to be gone? No, his son's going to stay forever.
Yeah. So anyway, he's got a pretty impressive social media following apparently as well. But it, I don't know. It's 17 and having all that money and all that attention.
That's exactly what his dad did.
LeBron. Yeah, 18,
I mean, people forget how young LeBron was when he signed all those.
He went straight from high school.
Yeah.
Straight from high school into the pros. And that's rumors are saying that LeBron is trying to stay in the league long enough so that when his son joins, he can actually play in the NBA with his son.
He says that he'd stay in the league he'd play for any team that would hire his son. So what team wouldn't want the two of them? Because even if LeBron James is old and decrepit and the kid stinks, the merchandising alone would be worth having both of them.
Old and decrepit. There you go.
He's not a hip. If he's on a walker, he'd still be valuable to sell it.
Does anybody know what's going on with the baseball negotiations? What the heck is happening?
Nothing.
Nothing. Great.
Still nothing.
Yeah. No agreement. So is spring training's not going on then, right?
They've been postponing it. So it's not happening.
I remember when this happened quite a long time ago. It seemed to screw up the whole season. I think it was in the 90s. It was a whole to-do.
You know, it's amazing to me you're not on a sports talk station.
Thank you, Jennifer.
I remember when a strike happened like this before, it really screwed up the whole season.
Well, there was a strike back in the 90s. I remember that. There was
of
a lockout.
Of course, the strike ruins a season. That's the point of the strike.
Can always count on Doug for accurate color commentary.
I feel like I'm being attacked here, Jen. You want to stand up for me or not?
No.
No.
Oh, thanks. 18 past the hour. Lovely.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Speaking of sports, and this being sports time, the most of the people who were in the World Cup, they refused to play against any Russians, right? They just said, no Russians, kick them out.
But the World Cup, is they're under fire because they refused to kick Russia out. And a lot of the other teams are protesting that, too.
There you go. Well, same as with the, what happened at the Olympics. 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes they don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to check in with Jay. Well, everybody has their way, sort of when you get down to a brass tacks about what's going on. We were just talking, I thought this is worth a mention here, about all of the ladies in Ukraine that are using social media, and notably, I guess, dating sites to attract the Russian soldiers.
I don't think it's working anymore, but yeah, there was at one point some Russian troops were giving up their location because they were getting dinged on Tinder.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Stupid.
All right, so there was some kind of a tribute to Ukraine on SNL. What was that? You know, they usually have laughable stuff, but this looks like it was serious.
Yeah, they broke their tradition and had a serious cold open, something that they've only done very few times in the past. And Kate McKinnon and Cecily Strong introduced the Ukrainian chorus, how do you say this, Dumka, D-U-M-K-A, of New York. They sing a mournful song called Prayer for Ukraine, and there was a table of candles and spelling out Kyiv, and this chorus has a deep connection with both Ukraine and the U.S. because Ukrainian immigrants back in the 40s created the chorus because they wanted to preserve Ukrainian heritage and celebrate mm-hmm. music. Mm-hmm. So they were there to kind of give that recognition to what's going on in Ukraine. And the only other times really that SNL has done this was right after 9/11, Paul Simon sang The Boxer. First responders and the then mayor, Rudy Giuliani, were there. So this was something that was definitely a little different.
Mm-hmm.
New Yorkers will, you know, Ukraine has a large population of Ukrainians in certain sections of New York, and New Yorkers, beyond protesting the invasion in Times Square over the weekend, also the lines for Ukrainian restaurants were around the block. New Yorkers are just flooding these places to show
what's
solidarity
Ukrainian
and support.
Food like? What is?
I don't know. Never had it.
It's very much like Czech or Eastern European
heavy.
Food.
It's
well, I don't know, dumplings and, yeah, pork, probably a lot of pork.
Yeah, right.
Stuff like that.
All right,
yeah.
So what are celebrities doing, Jay, to help the Ukrainians?
Well, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds promised to match donations to Ukrainian refugees up to $1 million, sharing a link to the United Nations refugee donation website for their social media followers. Kirstie Alley also shared links to where people can donate. And this comes after Dancing with the Stars alum and Ukrainian Maxim Shmerkovsky called her out over some deleted tweets. She had said that she's having a hard time figuring out what's true and what's false. So instead she's just going to pray. And he was kind of like, figure out what's right. We don't need your prayers.
We need supplies. We need donations. Like, get over yourself. So,
and then
Kirstie made well.
I would pronounce that Shmerkovsky. How's that? Pretty good?
I think it's an SH sound. Shmerkovsky.
Okay.
I could be wrong. but then other celebrities are speaking out. Ashton Kutcher tweets support for Ukraine. His wife, Mila Kunis, was born there when it was the Soviet Union. Mila Jovovich has said that she's heartbroken and dumbstruck trying to process everything. Vera Farmiga, actress, she was born in the U.S., but her parents are Ukrainian, and she's also commenting and shared the Ukrainian flag.
Lots of support there. Good. 28 after. This is the DJV program.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Representatives from Ukraine and Russia are slated to hold their first diplomatic meeting since the Kremlin launched an invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations. The European Union is also taking more action against Moscow, including financing weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. BP announced it was backing out of their stake in a big Russian oil company. That stake is valued at $14 billion. Ahead of the State of the Union address, fencing will be reinstalled around the U.S. Capitol. Officials are planning for trucker convoys that are planning protests against pandemic restrictions, similar to the ones that took place in Canada in the last several weeks. Capitol Police said they are exercising an abundance of caution. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Using a World War II phrase as Russia is testing NATO in Europe, former President Trump at CPAC in Florida said the sleeping giant conservative movement has awoken.
The radical left is exposed, they're weak, and their pathetic policies have been out there long enough now that we don't want them, we'll never take them. We are bringing back our country, and we are bringing back our freedom. The socialists, globalists, Marxists, and communists who are attacking our civilization have no idea of the sleeping giant they have awoken. We are a sleeping giant. They cannot even begin to imagine the brave and righteous spirit they've unleashed in men and women like all of you here today. And this is some crowd. We broke the record again. We broke the record again. But they're going to find out the hard way starting on November 8th, and then again even more so on November 2024. They will find out like never before.
The group Moms for America say they are planning to join the People's Convoy as it heads to Washington, D.C. Many trucker convoys are en route to Washington, D.C. to protest the government's COVID overreach under President Biden. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, 34 after now on the DJV program. The old souls of the program are here. Jennifer Horn, an old soul. Mary, old soul. Victoria Keelan, yep, she's an old soul. I think Jay Curtis, I think we all are.
Absolutely.
I'm accused of being, or not accused, but I am. I'm not one of these people. Old souls seem to be people who would not be described as indifferent. They have, you know, they're, when Miles was born, I had Maria Trilogy do a chart for him. And she said he's a very old soul and the things, and I have her doing a chart on Jasper now just to kind of see what that side of the world looks like from the point of view of somebody new on the planet, at least in new in body. If you're an old soul, you've been around a lot. But I think it's kind of fun to see and think. There are some pictures posted on my personal Facebook page of me with Jasper. I exposed him to cows for the first time with a cow, little cow book. And this is the first time really that I've been able to spend a lot of time with him. I spent a good deal of time both Saturday and Sunday with him, and Friday too. And so,
he is cute, you know, by the way. Yeah,
God, he's a, and he was listening to my voice, and Brenda was getting the biggest kick out of it because his eyes were bugging out. He was just looking at me and staring at me with and that tuft of hair. My God.
The hair that sticks straight up is the funniest thing ever.
It is. Yeah. It's very fun. Okay. Let's get to, how the tax department, how's the tax man doing? Alabama offered a tax-free weekend for shoppers to purchase batteries, plywood, tape, and other items as they get ready for another week of tough weather. This is the 11th sales tax holiday for storm supplies, and shoppers were saving 10% on some things and 20%, it depended on what it was, radios, cell phone chargers. This business, the weather, I was watching the Weather Channel over the weekend because I was kind of wondering what I was going to come back into on Sunday night here into Boston. It snowed a few inches, nothing serious. It's just cold. And it goes back, the extremes here, this week, right now, it's about 17 degrees where I am, and it's supposed to go up later in the week to in the upper 40s to 50s, and then back and forth. I don't remember there being this much of a yo-yo. You know, get cold and stay cold for a while, or get warm and stay
February,
warm.
It's February, right? It should be cold.
It's cold, right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So there's that on the tax department. Then there's something I would like you to explain this to me, because I'm not sure I understand what Rick Scott is trying to do in terms of taxing his plan. The Democrats seem to be very excited about some plan. Scott's a Republican, calling for more Americans to pay more in taxes. His exact quote was, "Americans need to have more skin in the game." So I guess I'm wondering.
Is this the didn't this get blown away because it faced a lot of backlash? He was like, there are certain Americans who don't make enough money. They're not at the threshold where they pay federal income tax, and so he wants everyone, regardless of how much you make, to pay federal.
Not the first time this idea has been floated, that everybody ought to have some tax liability one way or another.
Well, you're paying sales tax, you're paying state tax. I mean, but federal income tax is what he's talking about.
Right. So why did the Democrats get onto this? Because they like everything. Are we portraying them as liking anything that has to be connected to the tax? Yeah, well.
Rick Scott, from what I'm seeing, and I haven't spent much time.
Chuck Schumer said he wants working families and seniors to pay more. That was his comment. Go ahead, Jen.
Rick Scott breaks with Trump on taxes and GOP. So I don't know if that is.
Who cares whether he breaks with Trump?
Trump and GOP.
Why did he bring Trump into this?
Okay, I'm reading the headline. Trump is the de facto leader of the party, whether you like it or not. He's the one that's leading the party. CPAC was this weekend. There was a straw poll about who people would like to see run again. Trump was at the top of the list, followed by Ron DeSantis. So, I mean, I understand where you are coming from, but he is still powerful. And, of according to this headline, which is what I'm reading from Business Insider, Rick Scott breaking with Trump and the GOP. Says all Americans should pay income tax. So, I don't know. That's to answer your question. I'm not up to speed on the whole story, so I'm not sure.
All right. And here's, when I am on the plane back and forth, I always collect the three magazines that I think are representative of each point of view. Mother Jones, Newsmax, and Reason. So I haven't looked at Newsmax for a couple of months. There was a whole big
attack. Do they even
have
a magazine?
Who, Newsmax?
Yeah, anymore?
Oh, yeah.
You mean like in print?
Yeah, I get it every month. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So anyway, there's a big attack piece in here on Tucker Carlson. The headline reads, "Carlson's Shameful Embrace of Putin." And then I looked through here, all of this
stuff. A lot
stuff
of people have turned on Tucker over his stance on Russia.
I always told you he was a dummy.
Well, I don't think he's dumb. I think he's actually really smart.
Yeah.
And I think on discounting people as dummies, I don't think it does us any good. I think he's smart. He lays out his argument. I just think not a lot of people in general agree with him. Look, I understand the premise that America has a lot of trouble, but this matters to the rest of the world. If Putin is not stopped, he thinks he can keep marching.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is not good for anybody. It was a
very ignorant thing for him to say. I mean, I don't agree with anything
ignorant.
Tucker Carlson
maybe
says,
ignorant is better
but
than stupid.
It was really,
yes.
Yeah, that was just ignorant. Ill-informed and ignorant to be like, who cares?
And I think, and there are some people who are on both sides of the aisle, you're far right and you're far left, who are like, but you know what? Most people who are just like normal thinking people understand the consequences of allowing this. And so, look, the American president is supposed to be doing multiple things. And so what Tucker Carlson is saying is that now everybody's just going to be focused on Russia and Ukraine and to be damned with our country's problems. If that's true, then we have the wrong people in charge. We need to have people in charge who can handle multiple issues, who can handle the stuff here at home, and who can handle the stuff abroad. That's what we elect people to do, and we should hold them to that account. So, you know, if Tucker doesn't think Biden's doing it, well, then articulate that. Don't just say America shouldn't
right.
be in
no one should fight. Care about Russia. Right. That's
right.
That was
I, well, it's sort of that discussion underscores what I've said for years and years and years as an observer. There ought to be two presidents, maybe the president, vice president. The vice president actually does something. There's someone who is an administrator and the boss, if you will. And then there's someone who's the face of America that travels and keeps our relationships up with. So maybe we ought to have co-presidents.
Like a tribunal. I'd like that.
A tribunal. Okay, speaking of that.
Like on Survivor, and then we can just vote them off. But then we
right, yeah, exactly. So what's been the weekend overview of the three ex-police officers who were convicted of rights violations in the Floyd killing? That was the federal jury.
These are the three cops who stood there and basically helped, you know. One of the guys had his knee on the back when on George Floyd's back as Derek Chauvin had his foot on his neck. Yeah, I don't think this is a surprise. I think it would have been a big surprise had they not been found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But
Now that they're convicted, what do they have to do? How much do they have to? Somebody's got to come up with
some
money. I
don't know how much. They haven't been sentenced.
It's a federal civil rights case, so I don't know even how that works with sentencing.
Yeah,
I do have a slight bit of sadness for the younger cop who actually told him, hey, this is too much.
Yeah,
because
I'm with you on
he
this,
was,
Jennifer.
Well, I mean, I just, he tried to say, hey, isn't it, it's enough, and then Derek Chauvin's like, no, and you know, he's the officer who had rank, and so I don't know, I think it was a bad situation for that guy to be in, but.
Then there is the fact that these parents of Ethan Crumbly are going to stand trial, which I think is a win for the system, a win for the victims, and it is a warning. It ought to be there ought to be a lot of attention on this. They've been charged with involuntary manslaughter.
A win for the victims would be if they had parented before.
Yeah,
this.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, that's true, but they didn't. But parents ought to take this as a warning. If, in fact, anybody's paying attention to this sort of thing, because it is what they did is so damned outrageous, and the way the callousness of it. That's what I children are children. They need direction. They need help. They need to be.
Well, this kid needed
taught.
A lot of help.
Yeah.
And the
parents ignored him.
We talked about this on Friday, but the text messages that were that came into question whether or not the parents would stand trial. It's the text messages. The kid was telling his friend that, you know, he says the words depression and sadness and, you know, his behavioral issues. He says, well, my mom just thinks I'm on drugs. I mean, the kid knew he had problems. I don't know if this was a cry for help. I don't know. I mean, clearly his parents were not taking care of his needs on many levels.
I mean, I feel bad because I think it's really hard to be a parent of a kid who's really sick like that because, and I extend just a little bit of grace because I don't know what their situation is. And so it's easy for us to stand on the outside and say they should have known because I'm sure there are a lot of parents who go, what am I supposed to do? This is my kid. I love him.
But if
where
you think
they did
the
it
kid's
wrong,
on drugs, they, you
job?
Don't know anything about that.
Yeah. Well, and the point, though, is that if you know your kid is suffering, why would you hand him a gun? I mean, I just don't understand.
I know. I mean, it's just
or they get caught they get caught Googling things, and you tell them don't get caught next time.
That's where the line is with them, because I think early on it's easy to say a lot of parents can find themselves in a bad situation. They want to not believe things about their kid, but you don't facilitate the issue. You don't make it easier for them to do harm.
Nope. Okay, big drug bust in Onions.
What?
This $3 million story.
Yeah, it is. There's $3 million worth of meth that was hidden in a shipment of onions. And so the feds were inspecting this truck, tractor-trailer truck in San Diego, canine unit onto the truck, and then they started smelling things that weren't oniony, if you will.
Are you telling me that someone tried to smuggle drugs across the border from Mexico?
I know, isn't that shocking?
No, I mean,
it was a Mexican truck,
the shape of an onion. They literally wrapped up, and one of the officers said that they had seen people, you know, trying to be obviously duplicitous in the past, but they had never seen the level of detail of recreating balls of meth that looked like onions.
Good instead of evil, kids.
It's $3 million worth of drugs on that truck. So did the truck driver know it? Again, a Mexican. It's a Mexican truck.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Is he working for the cartels? And what happens to him? And how do they find the origins? They have to, maybe it's time for Jack Bauer to get back on the scene so we can sweat it out of him, right? 46 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I see that Paul McCartney is going to headline Glastonbury this year. He's, by God, look at this, 79 years old.
He'll be 80 when he does it.
Yeah,
he'll already be 80.
Do you know how expensive his concert tickets are?
How much?
Like $500. My mom was going to see him in SoFi and spent like $500 with the fees to get a ticket, and not even like a good ticket to see his show.
So is he the oldest person to perform? I see Billie Eilish is going to be there. She's going to be the youngest one.
They're setting a lot of names together. This year it'll be he's the oldest and she's the youngest, so they're going to do it together. Who knows? Maybe they'll do a song together.
It's a fascinating place where they have the performance. It's really, really Glastonbury is a very interesting town. All right, here we are at 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, so Tommy the K is over inspecting the radio station over in Kauai, so he's not with us, but we're here at your service, on your side, to celebrate Linus Pauling Day. He was a scientist. He was a health advocate. He was a peace activist. Isn't the character in Peanuts named Linus? Do we know whether Linus Pauling was the inspiration for Linus in Peanuts? Anybody know? Has anybody ever asked that question but me?
Tell the rest of the story while I Google it.
All right. Thank you for your direction, Victoria. He's a chemical engineer. He was. He's best known for his outstanding work in chemistry and biochemistry, the nature of chemical bonds, the father of molecular biology, basically. Linus Pauling is the only person in history to win two Nobel Prizes. In 54, he got the prize for chemistry, and in 62, he got the prize for leading efforts against weapons of mass destruction in the nuclear arms race. Deeply affected by the devastation caused by the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and so were many others who were involved in it.
Well, so many scientists, right?
Yeah,
they had no idea what they were creating.
Oh. Exactly, yeah. I think Teller is another example of that. He almost wanted to kill himself after what he saw. So what did you find out about Linus's name?
No relation. Linus Maurer was the inspiration for Linus the Peanuts character. He was a cartoonist, and he was friends with Charles Schulz.
Okay. So, we got that. Today, little food news. We missed, how could we do this, New England Clam Chowder Day. The reason I'm bringing this up in food news is because most people don't really know what real clam chowder is. They buy this stuff in the cans, or they see it like they have it When I go into the lounge at American, they have clam chowder, but it's not, it's, they call it New England clam chowder, but if it has any flour in it, any base, that gooey, sticky stuff, that's not it. New England clam chowder is a broth-based soup. And real New England clam chowder.
So Manhattan clam chowder is a red tomato based.
Yeah, that's
soup.
The red one.
Yeah. So, but red. New England clam chowder is
so the not
the white creamy one. So how did that?
No,
get
it's not. No, it's not. That's
but,
not
but,
the real.
Okay, but
chowder.
That's how the world knows it.
I know it.
So
yes.
what I'm asking then, since clearly you were there in the kitchen when the recipe was invented, so how did this
back
go
in the 1800s.
So awry? Uh-huh. Right, back in the 1800s, how did this go so awry that
because
you guys are now attributed with this white soup?
It was easier to make. It was more filling at a time when it was hard, you know, to find enough food to fill people up. The mm-hmm. flour and the mix made it easier for people to eat more of this and
yeah,
be full.
Spread it out, right.
Right, exactly, rather than the water-based, or what, I guess, yeah, it would be called. Is it water-based or what are they, what's the
well,
other word
broth.
For water?
Broth.
Broth. Thank you, yes,
yeah.
It's broth-based. And so the real clam chowder, the real New England clam chowder, is broth-based. And you would not
learn
that. So
now, do you not
that.
Like the other kind?
No,
do
well,
you don't like
I'm
it?
Allergic to gluten, and they put, you know, flours all week.
Yeah.
So...
Hmm.
That's not something.
I love a good
ingredient.
New England clam chowder, though. But most of the time, it has bacon in it. I mean, I like the white, you know, that thick kind of stew. But
yeah.
A lot of times, it has bacon in it, so I can't really eat it. But yeah, it's I love yeah.
It
soup
is so
just
good.
Delicious.
Yeah, it is.
I don't
well,
like,
good,
but
good
I really
clam.
Don't like. I have never liked Manhattan clam chowder. I never liked it as a kid. Still don't like it. Just I don't know.
I don't either. It just doesn't seem like.
No,
I agree. I mean, like bouillabaisse is something where you have clams, and you got shrimp, and you got all kinds of fish in it. That's different because it's a broth-based
right.
Soup, and so that's good. But we make all put all the flour and stuff in it. Yeah. Also, in food news, there was testimony last week by the National Farmers Union. The focus here is on concentration of U.S. food supply ownership. I'm glad that. What I've been wailing about on the American Family Farmer and on this program and just in general in my farming pursuits, this is getting a lot of attention. This sort of fills into the Biden plan to try to break up big businesses that are controlling things like our food supply. And I've often said, and now I urge people when you go shopping, not only to look at the ingredients, but look at who it is that's the company that's making this stuff. And if you can find good local sources now, there are a lot of bread companies, there are a lot of the kinds of foods that can be prepared that are done by local folks, and they're in the supermarkets. That's what you look for, frankly. Stay away from the big stuff, because they're always the ones that have problems anyway. And with that handful of firms controlling the market, not good for you. 59 pounds.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.